When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك. Therefore, I ask Allah, who venerated your station and honored me through you, أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. So in this part, the Zair, expressing his great sorrow, says that we ask the Almighty Allah, because of this great sorrow that we have, we ask as a result to get us to bestow on us the help and succor to avenge for you. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ. I ask the Almighty Allah, who ennobled your station, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ, and honored me through you. This, dear listeners, alludes to the path towards كَرَامَةُ الْإِنسَانِيَّ, to the human greatness. It is by learning and applying the life of Hussein alayhi salam that a human being attains karama and greatness. Almighty Allah informs us that the criterion of greatness is self-protection from disobedience. I mean, in other words, the true meaning of ubudiyyah and servanthood. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, the Holy Quran says. Surely the most honorable of you to Allah is the most God-wary. Many traditions, dear listeners, allude to the fact that the path of human greatness and honor is taqwa, the path of greatness of human beings in this life and in hereafter is God-wariness. Regarding this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, لا كرم إلا بالتقوى. There is no greatness save through God-wariness. And Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib ﷺ is reported to have said, لا كرم أعز من التقوى. There is no greatness more honorable than God-wariness. مفتاح الكرم التقوى. The key of greatness is God-wariness. إنما الكرم التنزه عن المعاصي. You want to know what greatness is? Indeed, greatness, karam, is in being free from sin. And this is what exactly we have in other traditions. مَنْ اتَّقَى رَبَّهُ كَانَ كَرِيمًا. Whosoever is wary of his Lord is great. So, bearing this fact in mind, we conclude that the reason why it is through Hussein alayhi salam that we attain greatness is because he represented the most perfect manifestation of taqwa. He let everything else go and he just thought about the Almighty Allah and no one else. He prioritized the order of the Almighty Allah over his family. Allusions to Imam's piety and God-weariness can be found in many sources.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, regarding Imam Hussein's piety and God-weariness, that this is the reason why we can reach this station through Imam Hussein alayhi salam, wa akramani bik. This is how we can be honored by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We can be honored through Imam Hussein alayhi salam is because of his God-weariness. Imam Rida alayhi salam is reported to have said, للإمام علامات يكون أعلم الناس وأحكم الناس وأتقى الناس. An infallible leader has specific signs. He is the most learned, the most appropriate for jurisdiction, the most God-weary, أحلم الناس, the most forbearing, أشجع الناس, the most generous, and the most worshipful of the people. وأعبد الناس. In the well-known Ziyara Jami'a Kabira, we refer to the infallible imams with these characteristics. As-salamu ala a'immati al-huda wa masabihi al-duja wa a'lami al-tuqa. Peace be upon the leaders of guidance, the lamps of darkness, and the signposts of God-weariness. So, by resorting to this imam, by resorting to such man who sacrificed everything for the path of the Almighty Allah, that is how we can be honored. فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ. He was the one who made the Almighty Allah to ennoble his station, and we are also honored by his station. وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ. And honored me through you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين